60 seconds from your shock collar question of the day, but first, feels like everything's been canceled because of the health crisis.
Well, I think that that's accurate, actually. I don't think it feels like. It's true.
Yeah. I mean, sports.
Yeah.
Concerts. Mm-hmm. My annual bubble blowing contest.
Oh, man. Sorry, bro. You're going to get a big bubble this year.
If you're wondering
too.
How it works, Bubbles isn't allowed to come to town anymore.
Wait, hold up.
My mom was helping me improve my bubble blowing technique too, so it's been really, really disappointing.
Wow, that's okay.
But good news is, not all is lost.
Okay.
Because a list recently came out of a few things that we can still look forward to during the month of April.
Okay.
Hey.
And I'm excited for these.
Are you? I need some hope in my life, so you better not be toying with me.
Number one, even though most sports are canceled, WrestleMania is still happening this weekend.
I heard that. I can't believe this.
Out of all the sports, that seems like the most close contact you can get. Like
at least baseball.
Like tennis makes more sense. That's easily a 6-foot distance between you and the other person.
All right, negative Nancy.
I'm just saying.
Well, maybe this makes feel better. The NFL draft is set to happen still on April 23rd.
Do we care about that still?
Wow,
are you
Brooke.
Kidding me? Yeah.
A little bit of good news, and you can't take it. Okay.
Okay.
What about number
what
two?
Else?
For all the TV junkies, the Modern Family series finale is happening next Wednesday.
Oh.
That hasn't already happened?
Nope.
I never watched that show, but it's been on forever. So.
Dude, that's kind of crazy.
Also,
I may watch it now, though.
Who Wants to Be a Millionaire reboot starts the same night.
With Jimmy Kimmel, right?
And of course, the new Bachelor spinoff, Listen to Your Heart. Kicks off on April 13th.
Terrible TV. I can't wait to watch.
Finally, National High Five Day, April 16th. Weird they're not canceling that.
Yeah,
I think.
Very surprising there.
There's also Earth Day. All
is
right.
It awesome?
Yeah, Earth Day is this month. The Earth is real pissed at us, obviously.
Jeff looks so disappointed. Like, whatever.
Okay, 420? Can I put that out there?
Yeah, totally. Yeah. We're still celebrating.
All right.
On this show, the only holiday that I care about is National Shock Collar Day. Which we celebrate every morning on this show. We're going to draw a name out of this bucket to figure out who gets the shock collar today. They're going to get asked a question, and you want to get it right, because if you don't, you're going to get shocked while singing a song that the listeners want us to sing. So text in to 78592 and tell us, what do you want to hear us singing as we get shocked today? I'm drawing a name out of the bucket because I had the shock collar last. And who am I getting? Jose Brovid-19 Bolaños.
You are Brovid.
All right. So while Jose puts on the shock collar, Digital Jake, please read us the shock collar question of the day.
Speaking of segues, young Jeffrey brought up how Bachelor's still happening. This is a Bachelor-themed shock collar question.
What?
The 24th season of the hit TV show The Bachelor recently finished, and throughout the years, the casting of the lead role usually comes from the season before. For example, the runner-up on The Bachelor usually becomes The Bachelorette. But did you know that years ago, producers were trying to score a notable celebrity to anchor the franchise? Rumors that John Mayer, Jonathan Scott, that one of the hotter Property Brothers, and even Olympic swimmer Ryan Lochte was offered the role of The Bachelor, but...
He would be perfect.
Did you know there's one female celebrity who came extremely close to being the Bachelorette, but she ended up turning them down? She's extremely well known today and is constantly in the public eye. Who is she?
I wish I had a year.
Who's a hot female single celebrity?
All of them. Well, maybe not single, but...
So my mind, and maybe this is wrong, but my mind automatically goes to celebrities who have done other reality shows, right? Like the Kardashians, like the Paris Hiltons of the world, like Lindsay Lohan, who's just desperate to do anything to get her name out there.
I don't know if they would want her.
Yeah, I think with what Jake was telling us, what they're looking for is somebody that's out of the normal realm. They want like a big superstar to come in.
A legit person.
A legit celebrity that can really bring some attention to the franchise.
Extremely well known today. I would not say Lindsay Lohan fits that
bill. Today. Well, my thing is it gotta be somebody that all of us want to see happy. My initial reaction would be someone like a Jennifer Aniston, where we've all been dying to see her be with Brad or be with somebody and finally settle down.
That's not a bad thought.
You know, but then I think like people like Taylor Swift, who are always, you know,
breaking up
with people. Yeah. So maybe it would fit to be like, we're going to find T-Swift, the real love of her life.
Do you know who would have been awesome, though? I mean, if we're talking about celebrities who have gone through a lot of messy breakups, Jennifer Lopez. Right before she got with A-Rod years ago.
Because she's so gorgeous.
Let's read the question one more time.
Back in 2007, There's a hint.
2007.
One female celebrity that is still in the public eye today was offered to be the Bachelorette, but turned producers down to focus on her specific career path. Who was she? And here's a hint. While the Bachelor Bachelorette series is on ABC, you might have seen her before on NBC.
Tina Fey from 30 Rock.
Oh, God.
That would have been amazing.
That's not a bad idea.
I mean, I'm drawn back to what Jose was saying with Jennifer Aniston.
13 years ago, you think she would have done that?
Her really movie famous. Career didn't, like, necessarily soar after Friends
ended.
Yeah,
but ended. Here's the thing. Even 13 years ago, Jennifer Aniston was too old to be the Bachelorette. Like,
oh, okay.
The oldest they...
Oh,
I mean,
wow. Wow.
No, but the
I thought you were
I
supposed to be like the
is...
champion for women.
It's just the way the show works, dude. Yeah. They put right. on like a 24-year-old who shouldn't be getting married anyway and isn't ready for that step.
You don't
like...
think Jennifer Aniston deserves to get married?
Oh, my God.
Brooke, this is so rude.
That's what she just said.
I'm pretty sure that's what I heard.
What are you
I'm going
about?
With Jennifer Aniston.
All right. Brooke's nemesis, Jennifer
oh
Aniston.
Oh, my God.
Nemesis now.
I wish I was big enough to have her as my nemesis.
Jealousy is an ugly color on you, Brooke. Yeah. The Bachelorette once made an offer to a very famous celebrity back in 2007 to be the star of one season of the show, but she turned them down at the time, saying, quote, "I'm flattered, but that in no way furthers my objective of being a great real estate developer." We're talking about the first daughter and former advisor on NBC's The Apprentice, Ivanka Trump.
Oh.
Oh.
Okay.
She's a big name.
Oh, well, I guess. Yeah.
And, you know... didn't get it right. So, somebody wanted you to sing the song Kiss from a Rose.
Oh, I love this song.
I see the Rose Bachelor connection there.
Our listeners are so smart.
They really are. Those are savvy listeners.
Trolling me.
All right, Jose, whenever you're ready.
Baby, I can pay you to a kiss from a rose.
I was looking forward to that.
It was. I'm sorry. That baby was too much for me.
Wow. Brooke's really in a bad mood today.
Okay, I'm not in bad mood.
All right. That was your shot caller question. Your phone tap's coming up.
In a bad mood.
Right after this.